Empty bowls, happy thoughts. Today we have a beautiful buffet of knowledge, of wisdom. We are going to check some insights from the life of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Jimmy, Mr. Beast. After that, I want to extract all the knowledge from the last podcast of Tai Lopez. The name of that podcast was The Death of the Hero. And to wrap this episode, I want to check some tips about love and prostitution because I believe we have too many simps these days and men are struggling a lot to get laid, to have sex. So that's why I want to share also some extra tips. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor to me, inglesparacholos.com. What the fuck are you waiting to join the community, Inglés para Cholos? And also, please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. So, time to start with the one and only Jeff Bezos. I was checking many podcasts, I was surfing on YouTube, and I checked that in one interview, Jeff Bezos, he mentioned that many times he wake up and he just start thinking, he start daydreaming. Why this is interesting? Because if you go to most of the productivity podcasts, they are going to tell you that you should start working as soon as you wake up. But reality is that there are moments during the day when your mind is clear, so it's better to think instead of do things. And when you wake up, it's a good moment to have ideas to plan your day. The other moment is right after the nap, después de la siestecita. Third moment is during showers. Whenever you want to analyze something, just start thinking about it while you are having a shower. And another time that is perfect for creativity is after sex. I realize, as soon as you finish having sex, you can start thinking about any big problem that you have and you will find the solution ASAP. Just tell your woman to shut up, of course. Please, bitch, I'm thinking. Sometimes they want to continue their story. No, I'm thinking. Please, give me 10 minutes. So that is the first tip, is remember that there are moments during the day that are better for thinking than doing. That is the first one. And by the way, don't make the mistake of scroll your cell phone as soon as you wake up. That is the best way to cut your creativity. So be careful with that. Now let's go to the second personality, that is Tai Lopez. He was talking today in this last podcast about the importance of knowing how to balance music and audiobooks or podcasts. So as you know, now everybody is wearing their AirPods or their headphones. If you go to the gym, it's obscene. It's very unlikely to find an ear without an electronic device. Honestly, when I find a woman without an electronic device in the ear, I'm like, wow, why you don't have... Yes, now that's my question. Why you don't have a earpod? And most of the time, the answer is because it's low battery. So that is the answer. But coming back to the topic, according to Tai Lopez, and I agree with him, people are listening too much music. Music is good. There are moments where you have a lot of stress or maybe moments when you already consume a lot of podcasts, so it's better to relax with music. But most of the people are not taking advantage from their headphones or AirPods. By the way, if you can select one, go for the headphones. They are healthier. The idea of having this electronic inside your ear is not good. A lot of people are losing the sensitivity in their ears. This is something that people are not discussing. People know something about the sight, de la vista. A lot of people are losing the sights due to the cell phone, but a lot of people also are losing the sensitivity in the ear due to the AirPods. But well, that is episode for other day. What I'm trying to go here is that we need, well, this is a practice that I manage during the day, is early morning I go to YouTube and I try to check to scroll YouTube and find the four or five more important podcasts that I want to listen. I like each one. And there on YouTube, there is an option to check all the episodes that you had liked. So then you go and you will see the five or six episodes. And you start playing them whenever you have free time. When you're walking the dog, when you are commuting to your job, when you are in the shower. Also, that's a good moment sometimes to listen podcasts. And that's where I'm trying to go. So let's try to be mindful with the things that we consume. And if you like to listen audiobooks, okay, that is also an option. But where I'm trying to go here is try to at least have keep a ratio of 70% knowledge and 30% music. Most of the people, they listen 100% music, or even worse, they are checking the TikToks while they are working. Those are the dumbest motherfuckers alive, honestly. Now, let's go to the third personality. The third personality is me, Jose Balta, of course. Yesterday, I had a practice with the Cholos in the Putiverso. And interesting enough is we had a practice Friday 9:40. So I had a date yesterday. So since I had Ingles para Cholos during the evening, I told my date, please come 3 p.m. so we can have sex early. And after that, I was so fucking relaxed during the Cholos session. But coming back to the topic, this guy, he has a lot of discipline, but he lacks creativity. So we were talking, he asked me, how can I boost my creativity? And my answer was, whenever you want to acquire a skill or improve in something, some area of your life, try to gather with some person that has that quality. For example, if you want to be creative, gather with more creative people. If you want to improve your selling skills, the same thing apply. So I believe that peer pressure, presión de grupo, peer pressure is wonderful when you know how to select your group. So that's the thing. And what happened now, and this go back to the loneliness epidemic, is that people are struggling so much to find friends that whenever they find the first group that is kind of accepting them, they jump, you know, with blind eyes to that group, not asking themselves if this group is going to improve themselves or not. So if we want to join a group, always ask, are these people going to make me a better version or are they just going to entertain me? That is a good question. And it's funny, I don't want to deviate from today's episode. I'm talking too much today, but it's the energy after having a nice workout at the gym. But I don't want to deviate, but you'll find out that I mentioned on this podcast that it's good to text your friends from the old time, from the school, from the university. But many times, these friends, they don't want to know about you. In reality, I text a friend from school and he was, okay, let me check with this other guy to see if he also can. So it's a nice way to say no, you know? So let's not be dumb. It's sad because sometimes people, I don't know if they don't want to see you or they feel bad with their life, but it's kind of stupid. But where I'm trying to go is gather with the people who really like to spend time with you and the people that want not your current version, but your best version. The next one is Jimmy. Who's Jimmy? We already mentioned it. Is Mr. Beast, the guy from YouTube. Mr. Beast, I mean, we can acknowledge that he destroyed content. Of course, it's not his fault. He just did what he had to do. But reality is that he oversaturated with effect all the YouTube videos. Then after that, everything started to become like that. All the YouTube videos became full of effects. Then we had TikTok that makes the scenario even worse. And now if you go to the movies, any movie, just select randomly. Just, you know, block your eyes and finger and select any movie in the movie theater and you will see one commonality. What is that? That every scene lasts less than 5 or 7 seconds. Every 5 or 7 seconds, they are changing the scene and adding different music or different noises so they can keep you hooked to the movie. I mean, that is not that good. I mean, it's better to have a good drama than just effect, but well, that is topic for another episode. Where I'm trying to go here, two things, is that Mr. Beast, it took him 4 years to gain his first 1,000 followers. Interesting enough. And 8 years to be not that successful, but to have some success on YouTube. Imagine, 4 years to get his first 1,000 followers. How many people, they start something, and after 2 weeks or 1 month, they give up? So remember, compound effect, efecto compuesto, always work after some time. You need to be persistent. You need to be constant. And something extra, because it's also important to acknowledge that, is that the first video of Mr. Beast, I think he did something about a video game. He tried to cover like a trick or like something about a video game. And his first video got 35,000 views. But after that, he couldn't repeat the thing. So he keep doing and doing until he became successful again. So where I'm trying to go is that we need to create this spark of hope. Esta chispita de esperanza. This spark of hope. Whatever you are doing, you want to have some result as fast as possible because that is going to motivate you. If you are, for example, creating content online, try to have always a call of action. Please like the video. Please join my newsletter. please follow my podcast. So in that way, you can feel some motivation because something is happening. And also, if you want to start an endeavor or to sell something, service or product, try to have like a basic option so you can see some money coming. If you see, even if it's just, I don't know, like, I remember when I started selling vitamins, I was happy making 30 soles per day. That was, if I saw 30 soles per day, wow, that 30 soles, I was happy with that. So always try to create some momentum that is going to speed up the process. Now I want to talk something about, I was following this podcast that is called Mother Wisdom. This guy, Chris Williamson, he mentioned something that caught my attention. And is, what is the difference between pay attention to details and overworking and burning yourself out? And that was interesting. I remember when I hired Camila a long time ago, she was my assistant. There was a moment that I had two assistants, Camila and a guy from Venezuela. Terrible idea. You never want to mix a man and a woman in the office. Always or two men or two women. If you mix sexes, then one is going to start harassing the other or start checking out the other. So that, okay. But that is for another episode, that topic. What I'm trying to go is that I remember when those two were here, I was doing things that were necessary. We were tracking the metrics of the YouTube channel every day. I mean, you don't need that shit. And even the daily, even the views on a YouTube video sometimes are not necessary. Yesterday, I recorded a video called the Golden Goose. The Golden Goose, yeah, la gallina de los huevos de oro, the Golden Goose. And you know how many views that thing has? I believe so far it has a little bit more than 2,000 views in one day. And that is kind of low for my channel. Now my lowest videos tend to be like 5,000 views. So that has very little views. But I saw a person come to my system, Inglés para Cholos, after watching that video. So then you can see that metrics are important, but we need to be clear which are the more important metrics. Are the most important metric for you the views? Maybe. But for me are the sales, las ventas, because the people who buy my products, I prefer more buyers than more followers. So it depends on you, but where I'm trying to go with this is try to focus in the right metrics, because paying attention to too many metrics is going to distract you. And something extra that they mentioned here on this podcast, Chris Williamson was interviewing an economist. That, honestly, I don't remember his name, but he was a good guy. But something that was that caught my attention is that he was an economist, but also he was a philosopher. And he didn't say this, but I took this wisdom, that is, nowadays, everybody's wearing more than one hat. If you're an economist, you are also a philosopher. If you're a teacher, you have to be also a philosopher, because the only way to understand trends is by thinking. And many people don't want to think these days. Not just that. You are your profession plus philosopher plus promoter, because you need also to promote your service. You are also a little bit of psychologist, because now everybody's nuts. So it's important to have this main skill, but you need to have also a little bit of background of the things that are around your skill. And I don't want to go too deep on this thing, but remember the phrase of Andrew Tate. What is the name of the person that only has one skill? The name of that person is slave. You don't want to be a slave. And the last thing is something about content. I haven't heard this. It's something that I saw today in the morning. And it's that, you know which is the content that is performing the best on social media? It's not the real nutritionist or nutrition content. No es el contenido nutricional. It's the content that sells you hope. There are a lot of YouTubers that are doing videos of 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, even giving you all the information. And you know how many views that video, those videos have? Those videos perform maybe 100 views in one day. Nothing. What are the videos that are more popular? Are the videos that just give you hope. What I call is selling dreams. The people who sell dreams. So let's try to find like a middle point. You know, you want to have hope, but also you want to consume something that actually improves your life. So that's why most of the podcasts that I follow, they have less than 100,000 subscribers. Why? Because I found out that the small and the middle YouTube channels tend to have more nutrition content than the biggest one. Now, I want to go to the last episode of Tai Lopez, but before, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me, remember, inglesparacholos.com for English, of course, josebalta.com for supplements. I only send supplements to Peru, by the way. And if you want the audiobooks, $22 or 80 soles, you can send me the request to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. Now, let's analyze this last podcast of Tai Lopez. And the name is The Death of the Hero. What he's saying is that we used to have local heroes. What it means is like, let's say that you go to the gym, for example, and there was a strong guy that he was benching 100 kilos. Oh, he's benching 100 kilos. Wow, he's strong, right? But now with social media, what is happening is like, oh, that's nothing. I have seen someone in social media benching like 300 kilos. Sounds stupid, but you know what is the difference? Is that long time ago, there were a lot of small local heroes. And those small local heroes would inspire the neighbors, the people from the community, the people from the city. But now what is happening is everybody is looking the extreme, is looking the top performer. And they say, no, that is too far away. I don't want even to try. And that is with fitness. The same happened with music. Maybe you have like a guy who, or a woman that sings in your neighborhood, but you don't help, you don't support that woman. You are supporting the top artist, you know, like Taylor Swift or whatever is your favorite artist. So you get the point. I believe we should follow more local celebrities, local heroes, local podcasters, and local everything. And by the way, also buy things to a small business producer, because there is more chance to grow as a community if we promote the small endeavors and also the new talents that are around the block. So that is something that I think we can rescue from that episode. The other thing is that with this idea that everybody can just criticize, drop shit, throw a feces to whoever they want, what is happening is that whenever someone try to use social media, like maybe two or three people start to drop pile of shit to this content creator, and other people start to, you know, support that because those are also losers. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. I could care less about that. By the way, haters make your content more viral. That's why my YouTube channel is growing very slowly, because I don't have that many haters. If I want to make my YouTube channel grow faster, just drop some 10 extra percent of haters and the shit will blow away. But what I'm trying to go here, the real problem with this is that many good talent and many real professionals hesitate to show their expertise on social media. So if you're a real professional, you shouldn't care. Just show your talent on social media and don't care about the negative things. And also, if you're a consumer, pay attention to what those negative reviews or comments make to you. Tai Lopez was mentioning this, that what happened is that many times someone liked the podcast, the YouTube channel, oh, that's a cool one. And then they start reading the comments, there are negative comments, and those negative comments stick in their mind. So that's why when I consume YouTube videos or podcasts, sometimes I don't even read the comments. Honestly, I just, if I like the podcast, I just like the podcast. That's it. Now, let's go to the next thing. I have my little notebook here. And the last thing that he mentioned is about being delusional. And reality is that if we are thinking too much stuff, it's hard to start. We need to be sometimes a little bit crazy and say, you know, this, just do it. Like Nike, just do it and start the process. Don't care about what other people are going to say. Don't care about maybe this is not going to work. Just imagine. And as always, test small. Now, let's try to wrap this podcast with the sexual part. Yesterday, one of my sexual slaves came to my house, as I mentioned. And it's interesting because after I had my balls empty today in the morning, one of my ex-girlfriends, she texted me to have sex today. And I told her, you know, I'm busy. And reality is that I'm not busy. I'm going later with my mother to the mass, a la misa, honestly. I had a new objective in life. My new, my new standard is not having sex in two consecutive days. Try to treat sex like a muscle. Try to have sex every 2 or 3 days, because every day sex is not going to improve my mood, it's not going to make me a better person. But what I want to share with you is that, remember this, many of the mistakes that we do is because our balls are too full. Today, when women approached me at the gym, it was so easy to have the conversation. You know why? Because my balls were empty. When your balls are dry, women don't have power over you. They can try to be nice with you, try to talk to you in a nice way, and you are relaxed. You know why? Because you already came. You already ejaculate. So it's reality. So that's why don't allow your balls to get too full. Always release the charge and don't get distracted with damn shit. Always pay attention. You know? How many days do I have without having sex? You can be, I would say, even 1 week with no sex, it's kind of a lot, but it's something that you can manage. 2 weeks with no sex is a problem. 1 month, holy shit. And I know many guys that they have several months without sex. No wonder why it's hard to interact with women. I was paying attention today. As you know, I'm training alone. I'm still training alone because I'm not strong enough to come back with my training partners. And I was paying attention to the voice of the guys when women ask them a question. Like, hey, how many sets do you have remaining here? And they talk like pitufos. They talk like that when they answer back because they are scared. And they are scared because they are needy. So let's pay attention to that thing. And also, let's pay the right price for prostitution. Many people are paying too much. I know inflation is a thing, but you know, the pussy is the same pussy. So, and by the way, many women, here is the deal. If you want to get, if you want to pay little for sex, remember these two things. First, never be hurry, because they can smell your horniness, that you are needy. And second is always tell the woman, always give a... be trustable, sé confiable. Always allow the woman to understand that you're not going to spread the word. You're not going to tell, hey, yes, I banged that woman, I penetrate her. No, no. Always allow her to know that you're a gentleman. So her reputation is safe with you. I'm too excited today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, +51 9890 23 986. I reply all the messages. So just text me if you want to buy my stuff. I hope you enjoyed this Saturday, and maybe we'll have another episode tomorrow, Sunday.